Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Matt.
I'm Noel.
I'm Ben, and we are Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
Each week, we cover the latest and strangest in fringe science,
government cover-ups,
allegations of the paranormal, and more.
New episodes come out every Friday on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. It's fair to say that light bulbs, they're a revolutionary invention, and it's tough to imagine the modern world without them, but they're not perfect. Incandescent bulbs produce way more heat than they do light, and their successors, compact fluorescent lamps, hereafter referred to as CFLs, well, those have their own disadvantages. In office buildings around the world, the weird buzz of CFL is slowly driving people into madness. So what is going on with this weird noise, anyhow? The buzz itself is a product of magnetostriction. But for that to make sense, we're going to need to look at how these things actually work. The central element in a CFL is a glass tube filled with an inert gas, usually argon, and mercury. The inside of the tube is coated with a phosphor powder, which influences the ultimate color of the light. There are electrodes at either end of the tube, and they're wired to an electrical circuit. Still with me? When you activate the lamp, a current moves through the electrodes. There's considerable voltage across the electrodes, so electrons move from one end of the tube to the other. This vaporizes the mercury, changing some of it from a liquid to a gas. As the electrons and other charged atoms move across the tube, some of them collide with gaseous mercury atoms. These collisions excite the atoms, bumping the electrons up to higher energy levels. And when the electrons return to their original energy level, they release light photons. However, most of this is ultraviolet light. Before it becomes useful to us, it needs to be converted to visible light. This is where that phosphor powder comes in. The ultraviolet light causes phosphor to fluoresce or produce visible light. Manufacturers can change the color of visible light emitted by using different combinations of phosphors. Here's where it gets a little tricky. The current inside the tube has to be limited so that it doesn't rise precipitously and trip the local circuit breaker. Fluorescent lights use ballasts to keep the current in check. The original ballasts for fluorescent bulbs are electromagnetic devices similar to inductors. Imagine a bunch of wire wound around an iron core. A change in the flow of alternate currents through the inductor creates a magnetic field. This field also changes, creating a changing voltage in the wire, slowing the current's flow. So, a ballast is useful because it prevents fluorescent lights from, well, blowing things up. Think of it like a brake in a car, except, well, I guess, okay, it can stop small explosions. Brakes in cars can also stop small explosions. Never mind. The point is that the ballast can also make that buzzing noise through an effect called magnetostriction. This happens when the magnetic field produced by the ballast physically squeezes that iron core. In the United States, the light is operating at 60 hertz. Thanks to magnetostriction, the core can be squeezed and released at twice that rate, 120 hertz, creating the buzz known and often hated by office workers around the world. Now, for the next question, how do you get rid of the buzz? Well, one of the simplest solutions can be to replace the bulb itself. If you have an older fluorescent light, you may want to replace the ballast. But keep in mind that if the device begins to fail again, the buzz is going to return. And that annoying buzz is not the only thing people hate about compact fluorescents. The odd colors can give people headaches, and the mercury inside can pose some serious health risks. Luckily, there's some good news. We're not stuck choosing between inefficient incandescent bulbs and humming fluorescent ones. Instead, we can use LED bulbs. LED bulbs may well be the light bulbs of the future, but that's a story for a different day.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.